Now, if you're this personality that's so fickle and has as much good on your side as you do bad on your side, then how do we get that to a deeper understanding? How do we make contact? How do we evolve the personality? We never evolve the personality. Personality cannot be evolved. It can only be changed, but it has to change within its parameters. What must occur is a new birth of consciousness that then takes the former self and utilizes it to the outrageous. You cannot change within the personality because all you do is end up with a different wall, but it's the same box. If dreaming the dream then has the momentum of creating reality, then if you're sitting in the good mode, you're going to collect good things in your life for that day. But that night your body's going to get tired and you're going to get cranky and irritable and you'll think about all the things you should have done and you'll feel sorry for yourself, so you'll be in a bad mood. And so that night your dreams will be troubled and the next morning you wake up and you have a hangover and you didn't sleep good. But then you sit there and try to have a good day again, and eventually it becomes a good day, and then you get tired because the body runs out, and you get crabby and cranky and all those things, and suddenly you have a bad evening, so you have bad dreams. Well, look at what the cycle is here. You create to you exactly what you are. You're not supposed to have a peaceful life. You are supposed to have an adventurous life. You are not supposed to sit here and grow old and mold in one place. You have to change. Don't tell your lover never change. You do them a disservice when you tell them that. You have to grow. Now, in the school, is it going to be the personality that's going to do the miraculous healing? But how much of the time are you the personality? Or is it going to be something else that removes the personality to let it come forward? The personality is connected only with biochemical pleasure, bottom line. And that manifests in every part of a person's life. So what happens to you, students, when you come here and you're feeling good about yourself, and you start to focus, and the second day you start feeling bad about yourself? And where does self-doubt come from? Is it coming from the personality? And how does it affect reality? How does protecting your image and holding it like stone affect your evolution? How do we contact something deeper? Now, I have told you that you have 7 total bodies. But you don't really know that, except some of those of you who have interacted with Blue Body. The rest of you have assumed that because I told you that, but you have this nasty habit of assumption without experience. And so you have held that information in the conscious brain, but you have not ruthlessly pursued its experience. You have just been intellectual with it. So why can't you experience it? Why do you get tired of me telling you that God is within? Because you can already say that. But what if I ask you to demonstrate it? And what if I put you in front of the whole school and have you find your card in front of everyone's eyes? What if I ask you to put your hand through the wall to manifest gold? You see, you get bored, the conscious mind gets bored because it's there to intellectualize, to dream and dissect. But it cannot produce.